Asia, inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy. We'd rather wait.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Right on time. We're starting to see the brake light parade starting on I-15 southbound, right around Spring Mountains where the braking starts. Nothing unexpected about that. No accidents being reported on the freeways. Coming in from the Northwest Valley around the Rainbow Curve on US 95 southbound near Rainbow. Watch for Nevada State Police. They've got somebody off to the side of the road there. Got a 30% chance of evening showers tonight. Until then, we're going to see partly cloudy skies. Our afternoon temperatures will stop in the mid-60s. We're 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day for a Monday, December 18th. Good to have you with us. It was buried in the National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA. It is called FEPA. It is the Foreign Extortion Prevention Act, or FEPA, and it was passed as part of the NDAA. It has been called the most important foreign bribery law in half a century. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Scott Greytek, the Director of Advocacy for Transparency International U.S. He joins us. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Good to chat with you.
Why is this so important to our country, to our national security?
So I'll tell you, it's some good news out of Washington, because this is a bipartisan bill that for the first time is going to protect any American or any American company that is doing business abroad when they are trying to work with a foreign government. Maybe they're trying to win business there. They're trying to win a contract. They're trying to get a license. They're trying to provide a service. We know that American companies and Americans are being shaken down for bribes more than ever. If they want to compete against Chinese companies, if they want to compete against Russian companies, those companies are all too willing to pay those bribes to get the business. Right now, American companies can't do that. That's against the law. But there's nothing that stops those foreign officials from asking Americans for that bribe. This law would change that. FIPA changes that. It makes it illegal for the foreign official to ask Americans for a bribe in order to get business in another country.
And just to recap, what is current law before this new law takes effect?
So right now, it's been illegal for decades for an American company to go to another country and in order to win business there for them to offer or to give a bribe. So, you know, if we wanted to go and sell any of our goods anywhere in the world, we can't show up to that bargaining table and say, hey, here's something to sweeten the deal. Because, you know, rightly so, we don't want to be exporting corruption and corrupting foreign governments around the world. But it is not illegal for that foreign official to come to the United States, or when they have that American company sitting down at the table in front of them, for them to say, hey, you know, if you really want this contract, it's going to take 20, 50 grand to get you to the next stage. Right now, they can do that, and it's perfectly legal, and it traps American companies in these tough situations where they feel like they have to pay the bribe, or frankly, they're competing against Chinese companies who are more than willing to pay the bribe. That's how they grow their businesses around the world, is by bribing foreign countries. And so this law finally would impose a cost on any foreign government official who wants to try and get a bribe from an American company. It would make it illegal for them to ask for that bribe, let alone to accept that bribe.
Is this law, this new law just passed by Congress, is it aimed at targeting nation states or terrorists or business people or all of the above?
I'll tell you, I mean, pick a point on the globe, and Americans and American companies are being shaken down for bribes. And a lot of that money, just like you're saying, goes to finance authoritarian or military regimes. This is how Russia and Russian officials are able to finance their authoritarian government, by getting bribes from other parties, by being able to get money through their business sector like this. This is money that, frankly, you know, Mexican attorney generals have been found to be accepting bribes from the drug cartels in order to turn a blind eye. This is money that officials in, you know, the South Pacific have accepted bribes in order to ignore environmental standards so they can make a quick buck on the side. It affects any issue you can think about, because these government officials in foreign countries, they obviously have responsibility for everything, whether that's national security or, you know, health outcomes, the environment, labor, business integrity. I mean, you name it, they're the gatekeepers to that. And when they're for sale, that means that the people that they represent, and especially the American companies they have to do business with, are in danger. And so this law would finally put some protections on the books in order to stop that kind of behavior.
Scott, let me ask you, is there any possibility that this, like so many other similar laws, might be turned around and where people would start prosecuting U.S. officials for various malfeasance?
Not even close. The law makes very, very clear that we are only talking about foreign government officials who engage in this kind of activity. But the text of it is super clear. The letter of the law, very clear. And obviously, you know, we already have laws on our books, right, that make it illegal for a member of Congress or someone to ask for or to accept a bribe. This law is crystal clear. We're talking about bribery that happens outside the United States by foreign governments, and we're talking about when the person who is being asked for the bribe is an American or American company when they're doing business abroad. So, no, there's no way that this could be looked inward. This is our way of protecting Americans as they're doing business around the world and going after corruption at its source, which is obviously such a huge problem for so many countries, so many democracies, developing democracies around the world. This is a major front where the United States can and win against our adversaries, and having this law on the books gives our government a new powerful tool to be able to help them do that.
Have there been a lot of cases that have been pressed relative to things like this where there is bribery involved? I mean, is this prevalent?
I mean, I got to tell you, just from being able to, my organization, Transparency International US, we combed through the Department of Justice's prep statements for situations where an American company or an American had been involved in a bribery scheme. And of course, in the United States, we prosecute any American company that gives a bribe abroad, right? That's been illegal for decades. But we looked into this and we found tons of examples happening in literally pick a point on the globe of China, Russia, Indonesia, sub-Saharan Africa, I mean, Mexico. The examples of this happening, it happens every day all over the world. And yet we know, because other organizations have studied this, that if you're a corrupt foreign official in, you know, your average government that's doing this, you're only being prosecuted about 20% of the time. So only one out of five times, if you're asking or getting a bribe from an American company or from another company around the world, you're not, there's no, you know, there's no hammer coming down on you at home. There is no strong disincentive for you being able to act that way. And so that's why we need to have this law in the books so that finally these corrupt officials realize that it's going to be a problem. They're going to have the weight of the United States government coming after them if they decide to endanger our people or our company.
We're talking about the Foreign Extortion Prevention Act, or FEPA, just passed by Congress, sent to the president for his signature. And I guess I always save the best for last. What is Transparency International U.S.?
So we're part of the oldest and largest anti-corruption network in the world. We're in 120 countries, and our mission is to fight corruption. And so one of the big ways we can do that is by helping to arm the U.S. government with the laws, the tools it needs to be able to go after corrupt officials anywhere in the world. This law is a game changer. It would be the first in the world if it's enforced like that, the first in the world coming from the United States, just as the United States was the first in the world to make it a crime for one of our companies to go abroad and to offer a bribe or to give a bribe to anyone in the world. So this is the game changer that we need in order to be able to go fight corruption at its source anywhere in the world when it endangers Americans.
Scott, is this a concept that will be embraced by other countries? Will there be other countries that will do their own FEPA?
Such a good question. So I was just at the United Nations Convention Against Corruption in Atlanta last week, where they had dozens of countries from around the world coming together to talk about corruption. We were able to tell this story and say, look, if y'all are serious about fighting corruption at home and around the world, this is a model law. This is the United States leading on the way. Y'all need to be able to adopt your own laws, mirror it after this. Here's the path. Here's how we got it done. Got it done in a bipartisan fashion. You had liberals and conservatives. You had foreign policy, national security organizations, and environmental and labor groups all coming together, understanding this protects Americans. Y'all can and need to do the same thing in your home countries. And yes, if this can be done by most major countries and importantly enforced by those countries, it can really narrow the influence of the Chinese Communist Party, of the Russian, you know, business elites and the oligarchs who are literally kept in power by their ability to grow their businesses by bribing governments around the world. It could be a game changer. Corruption can be an Achilles heel to fighting some of these authoritarian regimes that are threatening America.
Scott Greytek, if folks want to know more about Transparency International U.S. or they want to know more about FEPA and the game-changing law that was just passed by Congress this past week, where can they go? How can they find you?
I appreciate it, Kevin. So we're at us.transparency.org, us.transparency.org. Hopefully, President Biden will be signing the NDA into law in the next few days here. FEPA will officially be on the books, and then it's up to us to be able to push to make sure that we can enforce it against the corrupt officials around the world who are trying to shake down American companies.
Hey, Scott, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate you taking time out of a busy Monday schedule. We will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks, Kevin. Happy holidays. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all, one and all. Scott Greytek, the Director of Advocacy for Transparency International U.S. Check it out and check out FEPA. Stick around, more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Come Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, Clay is in a land down under in Australia. I'll bring the latest news to you of the upcoming Iowa caucuses, plus the Israel-Hamas war.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I am running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're a regular listener to this program, you know we've been following the Biden crime family and Congress and committees and open hearings and depositions. Jason Smith is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and all of a sudden there's a new name being talked about after that photo op a week ago out on the steps of the U.S. Senate. The name that you have not heard is Kevin Morris. Who is he? Why is he dodging a deposition? This was Chairman Jason Smith.
Now, look at this picture. According to the House Ways and Means Committee, standing alongside Hunter Biden at that press conference was California lawyer Kevin Morris, who was asked to speak to my first guest this morning under oath, but has yet to do so. He claimed he would be overseas at this time. In fact, he's there in D.C. Joining me right now in this Sunday Morning Futures exclusive is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Jason Smith. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
It's great to be with you, Maria.
So I want to go back to this picture here, and I want you to confirm who this person is. We are told that Kevin Morris spent millions of dollars to try to help Hunter, paying back his taxes and helping him live this lavish lifestyle. Did you, in fact, ask Kevin Morris to come talk with you, and what took place?
That's exactly right. That's Kevin Morris. It's pictured alongside Hunter Biden. He's an individual that has came up repeatedly amongst the IRS whistleblowers that came before our committee, of an individual that we need to bring forward and ask questions to. We've been working with Kevin Morris's attorney to bring him in, but they told us that he is out of the country on vacation between Thanksgiving and New Year's. However, it sure doesn't look like he's out of the country. And what's so important for us to get to the details there is the IRS whistleblowers have highlighted where Kevin Morris paid almost $2 million of Hunter Biden's taxes, plus an additional almost $3 million just to subsidize Hunter Biden's lifestyle. What's also important is these IRS whistleblowers released an email from Kevin Morris to Hunter Biden's tax preparer 3 weeks before Super Tuesday in 2020, saying that they must pay these tax returns or there will be great political risk. The only political risk is Joe Biden. And that's exactly why the IRS whistleblowers wanted to look into campaign finance crimes into Joe Biden's campaign. But the Justice Department has refused to do that.
So let me look at this picture again. So you're saying Kevin Morris is standing next to Eric Swalwell, because Representative Eric Swalwell set the whole thing up, giving him space so that he could speak outside the Senate side of the Capitol. So Kevin Morris, you're saying, is in the middle there next to Eric Swalwell. He's a Democrat donor, right? He paid off, you said, $2 million of Hunter Biden's unpaid tax liability in 2020. And he wrote that email saying we have to pay these taxes, otherwise there's political risk. How long did Kevin Morris know Hunter Biden? What's the relationship here?
From what the IRS whistleblowers have highlighted, that they just got to know each other about 2 months before he paid roughly $2 million of Hunter Biden's tax returns. But he had been known as a big Democrat supporter and donor, Hollywood attorney. The question is why would Kevin Morris pay almost $5 million for tax filings and also to subsidize Hunter Biden's lifestyle? What is Kevin Morris getting from Hunter Biden or from Joe Biden? These are things that we need to look into.
That's Jason Smith on Fox yesterday. And this thing stinks to high heaven. I mean, I'll just tell you the way it looks to me. This thing stinks to high heaven. And hopefully the House Ways and Means Committee can get Kevin Morris to testify in deposition form and eventually in open hearing form. It just makes no sense at all. $2 million, $3 million for his lavish lifestyle, $5 million. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
I'm Mike Baker, former CIA officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief, the fastest growing podcast in America. Every weekday, we dive into foreign policy, global events, and international crises, delivering the facts and context quickly and with the analysis you won't find anywhere else. In the morning, get the insights you need with the President's Daily Brief. Then, as you head home, catch the PDB Afternoon Bulletin, perfectly timed for your end-of-day commute. Download us now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Monday, I remember a Macy's Christmas slogan saying one word, believe. And that, as Christmas approaches, is a very interesting concept. Now, I want to believe that Jesus of Nazareth is God. I wrote a whole book on it, Killing Jesus. But in that book, I don't have any religion at all. It's all history about the Nazarene. However, in my private life, I want to believe that Jesus was God, is an act of God, because his theology is so positive, so good for the world. So I want to be a Christian, and I am. Most people operate their entire lives on what they want to believe. Sometimes that is good, but often it is not. The other day I was on News Nation, a TV cable outfit with Chris Cuomo, and they have call-ins, and a woman from Florida called up to tell Cuomo and me how great Joe Biden is. Elderly woman, loves Joe, thinks he's the greatest president in the world, doesn't really know why, but she wants to believe that Joe Biden is a good president, just as a lot of MAGA people want to believe that Donald Trump is the second calling. That's what we are operating on now, what we want to believe. Back in a moment. If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How do we deal with out-of-control colleges and universities? It's getting to the critical stage. We're going to talk with Victor Jakes about that, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, our pre-Christmas visit with Victor Jakes. We will we'll be talking a lot about what's happening on our college campuses and how we defund DEI universities. That's all coming up. Stick around. We got a busy, busy morning ahead. Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root will join us at 8:05. I had a chance to have dinner with him the other night at our corporate Christmas party. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on on their paycheck or a loan.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Rock.